On today's OSU Extension update for healthy people, healthy finances, and healthy relationships, we'll talk about a world of flavors. And as always, look at some upcoming programs from OSU Extension. If you would have asked me as a kid what kinds of cultural foods I ate, my response would have been something like Mexican tacos, Italian spaghetti, French toast, and Chinese chop suey. In rural Ohio in the 1980s, I'm guessing that many families would have answered similarly about the limited true cultural influence in dinners they prepared. Since that time, our access to foods and herbs and spices from around the world has changed to a vast array of selection at the grocery store. And the portfolio of recipes online and on television shows has broadened our horizons. There are also many more restaurants that serve authentic as well as fusion twists on popular ethnic dishes. March is National Nutrition Month, and this year's theme is Celebrate a World of Flavors. When I reflect on this theme, I immediately think of my experiences in other countries like Japan and Haiti. One of my main takeaways is that most people around the world eat a lot more rice than I do. In fact, it is the most consumed grain in the world. I also think of ripe, juicy mango, the most consumed fruit in the world. The Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics offers suggestions of ways to add variety to our food choices. One way to do this is to vary your breakfast to include favorites from around the world. These could include a smoothie with low-fat yogurt or buttermilk and tropical fruits like papaya or mango, a Spanish omelet with potatoes and other veggies topped with a sprinkle of cheese, Scottish oatmeal or bulgur with low-fat or fat-free milk or fortified soy milk with a topping of fruit and nuts or nut butter. It's also helpful to think seasonally when it comes to ingredients, as well as the temperature of dishes. When temperatures are chilly this time of year, many people crave warm and filling foods to satisfy them. Variations of these foods, which include healthful and flavorful ingredients, can be found in cultures all over the world. Try looking up a few of these recipes for inspiration, or contact the Extension office for recipes. Some examples include mungo guisado, a stew native to the Philippines, with mung beans, leafy greens, and seafood. Or mashi, a Middle Eastern dish made of zucchini, stuffed with cooked rice, lamb, and spices served in a tomato-based sauce. As it begins to warm up, seasonal produce can also inspire your meals. Try different fruits and vegetables depending on what's in season that have different textures and colors, such as gazpacho, a type of soup served cold, which can be made with tomatoes, peppers, and onions, or a mixture of those vegetables with watermelon as the base. Spring rolls, a Vietnamese dish that's served cold with a dipping sauce, includes fresh vegetables and a protein food, such as tofu or pork, stuffed inside thin sheets of rice paper. There are also plenty of great snacks that combine flavor and nutrition. Choose healthier snacks that include foods from different food groups, such as fruit chutney with bread or cheese, raw veggies with hummus, or whole grain tortilla chips with guacamole or a salsa made with veggies or fruit. Here's hoping your March is full of a world of flavors. And now let's look at some upcoming programs from OSU Extension. Electric multi-cookers are a quick and convenient way to speed up the cooking process compared to cooking on the stovetop. Commonly known by the brand name Instant Pot, these multi-cookers not only save time, but also money and stress. Join me on March 22nd from 6 to 7:30 p.m. at the Coshocton Public Library, where I'll be demonstrating a variety of recipes, including spaghetti squash, quinoa with vegetables, and chocolate lava cake. Register for the class at coshoctonlibrary.org. You can find details about future programs related to financial wellness, food preservation, diabetes, and more at our website, coshocton.osu.edu. In closing, at OSU Extension, we are proud to work for Coshocton County to help educate and improve our families, farms, and businesses. Please feel free to contact OSU Extension for more information at 740-622-2265 or visit our website at coshocton.osu.edu. Make it a healthy day.